And it's 33 minutes after the hour on the island of Fire Island, and we're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, not a problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem, and we will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones. We got Johnny out there. I think you're in Canada. Where are you?
Yeah, I just entered North Dakota. Yeah, I'm just a trucker.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Well, I'm taking a trip to, I guess, with my wife in January, but she lives in Hawaii, and I'm just wondering if there's something maybe from Hawaii.
You know what, Johnny? I'm losing you here on the connection. I'm going to put you on hold and try to call back, and we'll take your call, because right now you're breaking up out there in North Dakota, but we will talk to you. Let's go right now to my next guest, and this is an interesting development because, you know, there, if you go back to the days of the Titanic, right, there was steerage in different classes, and even today on the QM2, there's the, you can only eat in certain restaurants if you're traveling in certain classes, but something tells me things are changing because Sean O'Neill, who's one of the editors of Budget Travel, is going to tell me that. Right, Sean?
That's right, Peter. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Yeah, so wait, no more class distinctions on cruise lines?
It's not going to go back to the days of the Titanic with first, second, and steerage, but there is more and more of a trend. It's called disegalitarianism, Peter. It's quite a mouthful.
Say that five times fast with expialidocious.
disegalitarianism. What it is the idea that passengers who used to pay a top dollar for cabins, they used to get the swankiest cabin on a ship. Now that's not enough. They also want to be getting preferential treatment elsewhere on the ship. One example of that is reserved poolside seating. Another example is priority embarkation, which means essentially you get to skip ahead of the line getting on and off a cruise ship.
So there is a class distinction.
There is. The idea is that if you pay a little bit more, you should be able to get treated a little bit better. So if there's dining halls several years ago there used to be only like one dining hall out of 13 on a major cruise line like Norwegian Cruise Line. You would have to pay extra to get into. Now it's like a majority of the dining halls you would have to pay extra to get into. And I have no problem with being rich, Peter. Someday I'd like to be rich. but when I am, you know, I'll go on the Queen Mary too. If I'm being marketed to that, this is a fun ship, a mass marketed ship.
But you know, we live in the world of the upgrade now. Everybody wants something. Everybody wants that perk. They want to. You know, we have entitlement issues. And you know, if you go to most cruise lines right now, they have their regular seating dining, and then if you want to pay a premium, they have their, you know, their premium restaurants. So there's always that ka-ching, ka-ching, right?
There is always that ka-ching, ka-ching. And you know, we posted this question on our website. We invited readers to comment on it. We got dozens of responses. And a reader named Tony Vitanza made a good point that he blamed the passengers. He said a lot of passengers are rude and discourteous. You know, they don't, you know, they're smoking in the non-smoking area. They're trying to save lounge chairs. You know, they're breaking a lot of the rules. And as the quality as people are more discourteous, that encourages people who have a little bit of extra money, if they can get a little bit of a nicer experience, to try to go for that. So it's sort of a different twist on the issue.
Well, I want to suggest a new class on a cruise ship, etiquette class. How about that?
That is classic.
I love it. You know, actually, you know what I tell people when they go on a cruise? I said, listen, forget all the special onboard activities or the shore excursions. The best activity you can have on a cruise ship is travel with about 10 of your friends. Make sure you eat at the same table every night so you can make fun of everybody else at the dining room.
That's very, very true. It's also great for, like, you know, reunions too, because you know, family reunions where you have all generations, so you can dine together, but then everyone can go off and do their own thing. You know, the cruise experience is great, but if you wanna make sure you're rubbing shoulders for with other people, you may want to consider a river cruise where it's a smaller ship, only 200 some people. There's only one dining hall, and everyone's going to be treated like royalty.
Now one of the things that I just realized, because we're about to do a big project at CNBC on the cruise industry, and we're going to be actually going out on one of the Norwegian cruise line ships, is that on one of them you can even book Botox injections.
You can, and you know, there's, you know, I'm not saying whether that's good or bad, but it's not necessarily something you get at Walmart. You know, I mean, a lot of the cruise lines are trying to cater to a wealthier class of clientele. They're supersizing their cabins, and you know, there's not, you know, and good for them. I mean, if you have the extra money to be able to enjoy that, I think that's fine. What bothers me and some of our readers is when there's certain parts of a ship get cordoned off, and you're not allowed to have access to them, or you're it's sort of rubbed in your face that you're not Richie Rich. If you're trying to relax, it that's not very relaxing.
Well, one of the funny things for me is once they're doing Botox at sea, can plastic surgery be far behind? You know, we're talking breast enlargement on the high seas. I'm booking that cruise, baby.
Medical vacations, you know, it's a very hot topic, Peter.
No, you know, get me a cruise ship with 15 plastic surgeons, operating rooms, and a spa. You'll book it. You'll fill the ship.
And probably if you put it off of the coast of Dubai, you know, you'll probably have to have a couple of them.
Oh, man, you're scaring me, Sean. Well, all right. Well, you can read more about this, of course, at budgettravel.com. And wow, I mean, things are changing. I'm telling you, things are changing, and the prices seem to be coming down, which is also good.
It is very good, Peter. It really is great.
All right, Sean O'Neill from Budget Travel and budgettravel.com. Pronounce that word for me again. What is it? Dis what?
Disegalitarianism, Peter.
And if you pronounce that word, you get an immediate upgrade. No, you don't. All right, man.